Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Wanted to record another column to give you a little bit of the background of this one. This is a guy that had originally told me yes to my product and said he was going to sign on, and he actually owns two companies. And then when I called him to set up a date to come and pick up the paperwork and get everything done, he told me he had changed his mind, and he wouldn't give me any real specific reason as to why. And he was brief on the phone and pretty much got rid of me and got rid of me pretty quickly. But knowing where I was in the process with this guy as far as getting everything done and you know, having a sale, I've decided I don't want to leave it at that. And it's making me uncomfortable, because now I'm nervous, because now I'm going to actually walk in to this guy's business and try to talk to him about it to see what the real problem is. So what my story is that he doesn't want to talk to me, mainly because he's already told me no. So if I do the work on, he doesn't want to talk to me, when I get down to the turnaround statement, the turnaround statement on that one is, I don't want to talk to me. And you know, and then I have to ask which is truer, he doesn't want to talk to me or I don't want to talk to me. And I have to say that I don't want to talk to me is truer, mainly because I am tired of mowing this over in my head. I'm tired of trying to figure out why. I'm tired of thinking about it. I'm tired of spinning the story in my head about what happened or if I dropped the ball or what the real reason was. So I think that's why I don't want to talk to me is the truer statement. And knowing that I don't want to have this inner conversation with myself anymore, I know I need to call on him, because I need to know the reason. I need to know what happened. So I'm here. I'm going to make the call, and I'll be back shortly with the results.